Okay, hands up everybody who thinks that once you put an offer into a candidate, that's it. All done, all dusted, shut the door, lock the gate, the candidate's in, nothing to do, we'll just wait until the day they start. Well, perhaps that's not quite the case, because really the offer stage of the hiring process represents the time where a lot of candidates actually pull out. It's a time when the turnover of candidates in any given hiring process is probably the highest. There's a couple of reasons for that. Let's go through them. First of all, the hiring process goes through many different stages and steps. And up until the offer stage, the candidate is thinking, well, I might get it, I might not get it. I'm kind of ambivalent to the whole situation. But once the offer comes through, they've got a piece of paper that says, congratulations, you've got the job, here's the start date. And then comes the realization for a candidate that their situation is about to change. The job they've had before, they're going to leave, they're going to start a new role, they're going to experience the first day and first week tensions that I'm sure all of us have been through before. And that causes candidates to pause a little. And that pause gives them time to question whether they're ready to accept this really big change in their life. Because the realization of a genuine offer and the thought of having to go through all that, of the resignation with their current employer and their questioning their abilities to do the job that they've said they can do, believe it or not, does happen. So it's really important at this stage to maintain contact with the candidate. Make sure they're happy. Give them certainty. Give them clarity. And most importantly, answer any question they pose. Because really, this is the time when all the questions they thought of during the whole process beforehand really come to the fore. Spell out the many positives of the role and even recount some of the discussions you had with the candidate about what the candidate was after and how they fitted in well with this role in your organization. And something that happens, well, a high percentage of the time when it comes to candidates who leave roles, they get what is known as a counter offer. Now, I've seen this happen too many times. And a counter offer is essentially an offer from their soon-to-be ex-employer, if you want to put it that way, with an intention of keeping them there. And a lot of candidates fall for it. A lot of candidates do accept that counter offer and remain with their current employer. But here's an interesting statistic when it comes to counter offers. Almost all employees who take a counter offer leave that employer within 6 months. Some even sooner. We're talking weeks. The reason for that is the whole point of difference between the current employer and the potential new employer comes out in evidence again. The reasons why they moved or they were looking to move are still there. And so the candidate falls into the trap of accepting more money just so they can stay there. And really just for the current employer's own, what shall we say, the preference not to go through a hiring process again, perhaps. So keep that in mind, that candidates are going to be hit on all sides, both themselves, their questioning and their ability, I guess, to accept the change that is about to happen, and also too externally, and that is their current employment situation and how that's going to impact. But listen, I want to make sure, though, that you understand that when all of this is said and done, candidates are governed by their own decisions. Okay? And sometimes the realization of this big change can be too much, and some do renege on the offer. Okay? There's not much you can do. But if you are there to answer any questions, if you are there to provide guidance and assurances and give them a sense of what they were there in the first place for, put all that together, you can almost definitely work with the candidate to get them over this period of time. Okay, so we still haven't finished yet. We still haven't crossed the line with the candidate yet. We have to make sure that everything is ordered for their first day. And you might have heard me speaking about the orientation and onboarding process. And really, I'm going to cover that again because it is so important. The number of new employees that leave their new employer within the first 6 weeks of work are very, very high. And that boils down to one thing. It boils down to the fact that they weren't orientated or integrated or onboarded to their new employer sufficiently. They're basically left to their own devices on the first day. So you have to plan. You have to make sure that that first day, first week, and first month, that employee is going to be starting with you, is covered in such a way that they are feeling like part of the team from the moment they walk through the door on their first day. So plan it out. Give yourself, I guess, a check on how it was like for you when you started work and what you wanted to do. And carry that across into what we're doing here. Because really, if you went through that situation before, and everybody has, you know exactly what made you tick, what concerns you had, what issues you had, and how easily they were countered by a professional and articulate onboarding and orientation process. So just be aware of that, because really, your candidate and now employee is going to be looking to you and your team to guide them into the first day, week, and month that they're there. Now, the next thing that happens is, almost every time we put in an offer situation, we have to negotiate the terms of that offer. Now, I know you've probably discussed salary and conditions during the whole hiring process, but it really comes to the fore here. And so you need to make sure that you are aware exactly what the scope of the role is, what the pay and conditions of this role, and to be on the safe side, you should have been covering this throughout the hiring process, particularly during the interview stage, so that when the candidate comes to the offer stage and the offer period, if you like, they know exactly what they're in for on those terms and conditions of pay. So make sure that's all been covered, because there is nothing worse than having to go into a negotiation process right at the end when you think you've got that candidate over the line. Because really, deal breakers do happen at this stage. And you need to make sure that you have covered yourself really earlier on in the process. And once you've got the pay and conditions sorted out, make sure you get all their details. It's common practice, so I won't dwell into this too much, but really make sure they have a staff details form completed with all their personal details, emergency contact details, and the like, because really record keeping on that side of it is important. So overall, let's look at it. The offer stage is not the final stage in the whole hiring process. In fact, it can create the most work for you during the whole hiring process. But again, I reiterate that it is most important that you plan and prepare for this so that you are covered. A little bit of planning now will see you covered fully at the end of the hiring process. It's very simple to do, and it'll save you a lot of trouble and a lot of time in the end. Be aware of what motivates a candidate. Be aware of what issues they're going to face when that offer comes through. Put yourself in their shoes for the time and understand that they are going to need someone to talk to, someone to bounce off some information during this time, and there is nothing better than having you as that person to bounce that information off. Excellent stuff. If you want to find out any more information, please send me an email at scott@businesssuccessradio.com.au. Of course, if you have any questions about the offer or any steps of the hiring process, do the same. Send me an email, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Cheers.